Before we close this case discussion with further comments from the patient, I asked Dr. Vanook to comment on the second stage of the clinical course when it became clear that the tumor could not be completely eradicated and the goal of treatment became palliation, and particularly how he responded to this patient's interest in alternative medicine.
The reality was, at a point, it became clear we couldn't cure her of the disease. And we had a great rapport. We do have a great rapport. My nurse practitioner in particular has a spectacular rapport with the patient and the family, as he does with almost every one of my patients. I'm truly very fortunate to have such an excellent liaison.
And that's really evident talking to him.
Yeah, he's wonderful. And about 6 months ago, we had a meeting with the patient and her husband and talked about we now had to change goals. And the way I said it is, I've been honest with you all the time, and I'm not going to change now. This pattern of recurrence, at this time it was lymph nodes and a peritoneal implant, it's just unrealistic that we're going to cure you. That means now we shift to quality of life. And she said, well, she wasn't quite ready for that. She took chemotherapy for a month or so in the community and then dropped me an email and said, you know, I think I'm going to take time off from chemotherapy. What do you think? And my answer was, I think that's a great idea. And she's been off chemo, I think, for 3 or 4 months.
Although to her, by no means is she off therapy.
Oh, no, absolutely. And I'm a believer fully in complementary therapies. I think there's a psychological value, and I believe in some patients a true medicinal value in complementary medicines.
So, for example, I was fascinated that she's taking these prolonged IV infusions of vitamin C.
Correct.
Is there anything to that?
Well, there's laboratory data that can diminish cancer burden, but of course there's laboratory data that it can feed cancer. So it depends on how you design the experiments. I'm a believer it doesn't appear to be harmful. It certainly is harmful to the wallet, potentially. It costs money. But I do believe in some circumstances, many circumstances, being proactive and being involved and aggressive in your care makes a difference. And I've seen in a number of patients who have really been engaged in all the decisions that I'm convinced there's an opportunity for them to do very well, perhaps better than otherwise, because of their proactiveness. Doesn't mean it trumps a bad biology. She's obviously one of my favorite patients of all time because they're so delightful and so pleasant, and our interactions are so favorable because I can sit there and explain everything, and they can absorb it with the knowledge that I'll respect her decision in terms of what she does.
And, you know, there's been this age-old debate about whether your psychological status could in any way affect the tumor. What are your thoughts on that?
I totally believe in some patients that it does. What I fear is pushing that concept and then the patients who do poorly attributing it to the fact that they didn't work hard enough. It was some personal flaw. I worry about that. I'm convinced that patients who have very supportive systems, I think that really makes a difference in their quality of life, and I'm convinced in many patients it makes a difference in how long they live. And again, this patient, her husband is just fabulous and totally supportive, and I just think it makes for a better life for the patient, as terrible as it might otherwise be.
Anything that you've seen, observed clinically, or even read about in terms of the alternative medicine arena that maybe looks exciting or encouraging in terms of anti-tumor effect?
Well, anecdotally, we believe that a Chinese mushroom, reishi, actually has an active ingredient called Ganoderma lucidum. And we've actually tried to do studies with it in liver cancer. Interestingly enough, we've seen activity in liver cancer, clear-cut, crystal-clear activity. The problem is getting pure substance and getting FDA-quality material. But I have no doubt that some of these complementary medicines help some patients. What I can't tell you is what the numerator and denominator is and which disease it works. Unfortunately, more often than not, patients who take breaks and go on complementary medicines progress, which is the natural history of their disease, I assume.